Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Wednesday, guys. How are we?
Oh, good. I just got to start the show with a bit of shout out.
Oh, God.
Got to give a shout out to Romani again, but this time she is free of hotel quarantine.
Oh, she's out.
She's out. Last
good
time we did
you,
a shout
Romani.
Out, she was heading in. She's out. She's done 2 weeks in a tiny room with no air.
Hang on. So I'm confused. So is that the... Well, there was air. What do you mean?
Well, she didn't turn the aircon on because she just found it all a bit manky and there was no window.
She just showered five times a day,
she said. No, she didn't turn the aircon on. She didn't want all other people's air.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Yep.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
The amount of cross-contamination that's happening,
yes.
You know.
But hang on. Have you done the shout-out now?
Yeah.
So that was the shout-out.
Shout-out to Romani.
Yeah,
said
okay.
That.
Okay, great.
Why?
I just wasn't sure when your shout-outs start and stop because you often say that you're going to do the shout-out, but then you never do the shout-out.
That was the shout out.
Yes, it's confusing.
I've told you
isn't
I don't really understand shout outs.
You've been sucked right in here, mate.
But it is now complete.
And so are all the shout outs for the show over?
Oh, no, not forever. Just
okay.
For Romani.
Okay.
Never getting a shout out again. Sorry, Romani.
Turned off the air, turned off the shout outs. So much to come in the show because up next, there's a fashion trend that's sweeping this nation of ours and it involves live animals.
Oh.
Yeah. It's next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
If you drive home the Savo, it's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It has been a while, but it is back by, is it popular demand? How many people have requested this?
Three
people. Yeah, it's back by popular demand.
Tommy's cat chat, Tommy's cat chat. There are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's cat chat.
Because cats and fashion. I did not see these two going together. The other day, I saw a bloke, and he was walking along, and at first, I thought it was a space helmet he had, right?
What?
And then...
On his head?
No, he was carrying it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that's
space
so
helmet.
Funny. Yeah, and he had kind of... The dude had, like, out there fashion on
right.
Anyway. And I was like, wow, he's carrying what appears to be like a Daft Punk kind of helmet.
Oh, right.
I've since seen this again and again. Now, three times. That's probably why I've had three people request it. That makes sense. And it's not a space helmet. It's in fact, a backpack. And it was so fascinating that I then filmed it and have a look. Talk the people through what you can see there.
Oh, it is looks like a little, it does look like a helmet where you pull the visor down.
Yes, yeah, so it's got a plastic, it's hard plastic.
Yep,
and then it's got a clear plastic kind of lid on it.
And he's put this, oh my gosh, is that a cat in there? There's a cat in the backpack.
There is a cat in the backpack.
Backpack. Kitties out for walks.
In a cat pack.
That's what they should be called.
Backpack.
Full of kitten's claws.
Backpack.
Is a very good store.
Yeah. I've seen three of these now.
They're so fun.
People are
so
carrying their cats around in hard plastic, like, backpacks.
I guess people have been carrying their pooches around in handbags for a while. You know,
yes.
In LA, they carry their little tiny dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the reason this looks weirder is because it's like a little enclosure.
Yeah.
Like
although you
not...
could just pop the visor down and their little faces could pop
yes.
out and get some fresh air.
Yeah, and he did. He lifted up a little bit and put treats in there. That cat,
how cute.
Just as add a little extra, was wearing a Burberry coat as well.
Of course.
That is not a cheap cat backpack. Did you ever carry pets around in bags?
Oh, no. Is that a question you're actually asking me? No, I didn't.
Jesse, did you ever carry
pets around? I only once put our kitten when I was little in a duffel bag, and then my mum told me it couldn't get air, so I undid the duffel bag and I didn't take it with me. But then I didn't want to kill it. So, no, the answer is no.
Why did you have to – why did you have to – specify that. Like,
what?
We all assume that you didn't want to kill it.
No, I was just pointing out that I didn't want to kill it.
Yeah, no, yeah. But
a cat in a duffel bag sounds real dark, you know.
But we're doing cats in backpacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not cats in duffel bags.
No, not cats in duffel bags. What are you carrying around in your backpack?
Well, besides a cat.
Yeah.
Like, is it more extreme than a cat?
Well, I saw a dog on the back of a bike. So the guy was riding his bike along and he had his little dog and his dog had those, you know, those aviator, those old school goggles, but he didn't have them on. He had them sitting on his little doggy head. So he was just sitting on this.
How
in
is
this
he holding
backpack.
On?
It was,
oh, in
he
the
was
backpack.
In the backpack and just had his head out with his little aviator goggles on his head.
That's fun.
I couldn't help but think when I looked at the dog though, the dog wasn't having fun. The dog was like, I'm so embarrassed.
But also the dog's like, this is not what I'm meant to be doing in my life, riding on the back of a Vespa in a backpack.
Give us a call, 131060. What are you putting in your backpack?
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Doja Cat and SZA. That is Kiss Me More for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
That whole sentence was a lot. But Doja Cat and SZA.
Is it the SZA that got you, mate?
No, what was the rest of it?
Doja Cat and SZA.
And what was the name?
Kiss Me More.
Yeah, oh, but I thought that was just your instructions.
Yeah, I'm just
that was that was a song,
there.
But also Kiss Me More.
But it's funny that we're doing Doja Cat when we're doing Cat Chat.
Yes, I said this was a segment that was backed by popular demand, then forgot that we were doing it mid-segment and may have solicited calls of what did you put in your backpack.
Which is a very boring topic. Do you want people to say, like, reflex paper, some pens and pencils, their lunch?
Textbooks. Let's see what happens. But you know what we need in a Cat Chat?
Cats?
Cat. G'day, Cat.
G'day, how's it going?
I'm so excited that a cat called in for Cat Chat. What what do you carry around in your backpack?
Well, when my sisters and I were younger, we used to ride around our neighbourhood with our cat in a backpack with his head popping out the top.
That's so cute. Cat, was your cat's name human?
No, it was Peppy, and he also came to church with us.
Fun fact, he just sat at the end of the pew, his paws on the pew.
We snuck him in and locked him up in the cupboard whilst we were altar servers.
There's a lot going on
snuck
here.
Him in sounded a lot more cute than lock him up in the cupboard.
Yeah, my duffel bag.
Good on you, Kat. Thank you.
Joe, what are you carrying in your backpack?
Not actually in a backpack. I used to carry my rat around on my chest or in my pocket.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been to cinemas, did
me
groceries.
Joe, do people just think you smell a bit?
No, they
no, because I mean, because rats
they're clean.
Are they? I thought rats smelled.
No, not if they're clean.
Do you?
How do you clean a rat? Do you get a little toothbrush out and do his fur?
No, I use face washes.
Dude, that's so cute. What's your rat's name?
Splinter.
Splinter. Classic.
Yeah. He's a little white one and I can fit him, he's four now and I fit him in my pocket.
How old do rats live for, Joe, till?
Oh, not very long. I actually don't know.
I just thought four felt quite, is that 4 years of normal human life?
I think it's a pretty depressing question though, because we've got Joe here talking about a lovely rat splinter and then you're just like, so when's that going to die?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Like you talk about how long, like dog years and stuff. I wonder what rat years were.
Did you know, I'm about to bore you so much. I learned that dog years, you know how the thing is 7 years for dog years to human
years.
He's
one of our,
They age, it's not consistent. So they age really quickly at the start of their life and then it slows down. So in the first year, dogs become like 30. And then as the years go on, that aging process slows down.
Oh.
Yeah. G'day, Vanessa.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I just bore you to tears?
That's all right.
What do you carry in your backpack?
It's not what I carry and it's not a backpack, but I saw a lady on a pedal, like a foot scooter, carrying like a carrier type dog in one of those baby carriers.
A baby Bjorn?
Yes.
That's so cute. Imagine if it wasn't and it was just an ugly hairy baby. You feel so bad.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Wednesday afternoon. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Let's do this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The prize in the time game jackpots by $100 weekly. And after 32 editions, we've had some really close calls. Let's take a look back at some of our favourite noises from Carrie and Tommy from those close calls.
Ooh.
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 Wow. And today, the jackpot is up to
$3,200.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Those noises weren't all from the time game. I don't know what phone you've been taking from me, Jez, but that's inappropriate.
What phone you've been taking from me?
I feel like Jez has gone into my phone, he's taken some of my private videos and I'm not happy about it. Because I haven't made some of those noises on the time game. That would be wildly inappropriate.
And you think it's more likely that Jez has gone into your phone, into
Jez,
your hidden folder.
A long way away, who's in a different state.
131060 is our number, but our phones are already jammed because we've got a full board already. So good luck getting through. Snacks.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for mine, banana for fine, fee-fine for mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Yeah. $3,200 is on the line.
It's
because all you need to do is say stop when exactly 5 seconds are up. And if you get that right, cash could be yours. Who you got, because
Scotty, you ready to play?
Yeah, guys, ready.
Scotty, what are you going to do with $3,200?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really go on a holiday, but maybe save it until I can.
Okay.
You sound a bit nervous, Scott. Have you been wanting to play this?
Yeah, I have. I've been thinking I'm going to smash it because I'm pretty fat and I've watched the microwave countdown a fair bit.
Yeah.
All over it.
Good. I really admire people that train, because some people just turn up and they haven't done any training. It's embarrassing.
I never thought to watch the microwave.
It's
I'll
good.
Try that myself.
He's up there thinking, Scotty, when Jesse says start, you just say stop after 5 seconds. Money's yours. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
That felt good to me.
Felt warm. Felt really soft in the hand.
Absolutely.
Yes, Jesse.
Soft in the hand.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh.
It's got a good number at the beginning.
Point.
Yep.
Oh.
4-8.
Oh. Oh, no.
Scotty, no, not bad, mate. Thank you for getting
go
involved.
Go cook some more food and then call us back another day.
Yes. G'day, Jamie.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Jamie. Just to confirm, does your name have 5 letters in it?
It does have 5 letters in it.
Oh, my gosh. Jamie, do you have a middle name?
I know.
Name?
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
It's Lee.
Lee. L-E-I-G-H?
It is, yes.
Oh, my. We've got a double five here. Jamie, I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. I'm going to hand it over to Jesse. Best of luck.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, Jamie Lee.
I think it felt a bit quick.
It felt good. Jamie, how did it feel?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't a bit quick.
Oh. Oh.
Five.
Was a bit slow.
Oh.
0.19.
Oh.
Really?
Sorry, Jamie.
That's so close, Bickers.
I'm now really self-conscious about my noises.
Who's our next caller?
Mia. Mia, you ready to play?
Yes.
Mia. Have you heard this game before? Do you know how it works?
Yes.
Okay. Jesse's going to say start, and you just wait 5 seconds, and then you say stop. Are you ready, Mia?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Mia, it felt so good. And it's $3,200. If you do win, Mia, what are you going to spend the money on?
A holiday.
Where do you want to go, Mia?
Cairns.
To Cairns.
Amazing.
That's good.
How many letters in Cairns? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, can. How did Mia go, Jesse?
5.
0.41.
Mia.
Good on you, Mia. Thank you for getting involved. Let's go to Braden. G'day, Braden.
How you going?
Yeah, great. Are you ready to win $3,200?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, best of luck.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, felt a little on the long side.
See, I was going to say short.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay, who's
long
more
or short? Long or short, Braden, do you think?
Long. Short, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Jesse, how did he go?
6.09.
Oh, you're right. Where did I go off in the middle of that?
God damn it. G'day, Philip.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. Do people call you Filthy Phil?
Yep.
Yeah, well, best of luck, Filthy. It is over to you.
Start.
Yep, let's do it.
Stop.
I like it because there was a sense of urgency there, Phil. It was almost like you forgot to say stop and then the last minute you went stop. It felt pretty good. Phil, how did you feel about it?
I reckon I got pretty close.
Okay. Jesse?
6.66.
Whoa! We'll be back next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Did you or did you not fart next to me on the project last night?
Yeah, I absolutely did. and I thought I was amazed that I thought I got away with it.
Why
didn't you say something?
Because then there was other people in the room. I was like, I think Tommy just farted quite loudly.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was loud enough that it was comical. And then I was like,
It was a comical fart.
It was a textbook.
Exactly what it was.
It was a textbook funny fart. It was like,
Jesse's got him to prep some. Let's just
what
work
you mean?
Out with some farts.
Oh, so I thought you meant somehow he infiltrated the project.
No. Can you play us some of the ones you got, Jess?
No,
it was too wet. Yeah, it wasn't that. Here's another.
Oh, that was the
closer.
Same one, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't as wet. Well,
Jesse, can you use sound effects instead of your own ass?
It was a bit like that, but three times in a row.
You know what it...
No. Press that three times in a row. That's exactly what it was.
It was fired slightly because I was sure that it was... Like, we were surrounded by people.
Yeah.
And I was sure that it was going to break someone. And so I kind of went...
But didn't you hear me laughing? And you said, what are you laughing at? And
no.
I said nothing. And I was texting Sonda. And I was like, oh, my God, Tommy's just farted next to me. And I said, I think. And she said, do you think? And I said, oh, my God, it's starting to smell. Yes, definitely. But no one else noticed. I thought you would have owned up to it.
Yeah, because I thought, I absolutely, I mean, I am.
Yeah, but you didn't then. Why didn't you go, guys, I just farted?
No, because I thought, I thought then I'd gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Because I thought, surely, because also I think the makeup girls were around us as well. Oh,
no, they weren't. It was, because I thought no one else I reckon heard it except for me. It was empty. There was no one there. And no one came into the space, so I don't think anyone smelled it either, other than me.
You can tell
so
when.
So you're welcome. I kept your secret.
Thank you, today,
live on air.
Thank God you didn't broadcast it to the four people in the room. And I mean, the hundreds of thousands around Australia. You can tell when I've done something because I pretend to go to work on my paper.
Yeah.
So I started looking at the run sheet writing notes. I've never done that in my life.
I know. I host shows with you. You'd have no idea what's happening in the rundown. Farting helps you be well informed.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it more often.
Anyway, well, I'm glad we've sorted that out. Wasn't as awkward as I thought.
So
it was
what would
be.
You say? What would you say our score is then for who's farted more in front of the other person?
Well,
because I reckon it's similar to our same but backwards score. Is in you're in the lead, but I'm catching up.
I've told you that I've had to change my diet on the project desk because it was becoming problematic. I used to have hummus every day at about 5:15, and then we'd go to air, and I would be a ball of gas.
So many things make you fart.
I know.
I thought that was going to be dried apricots.
No, I got rid of them a long time ago. We used to have dried fruit on the desk. Can't do that anymore. Now I can't have hummus.
So now
I have cheese and bickies, and I'm feeling a lot fresher.
You don't have cheese and bickies. You've removed the one toxic thing from that. You have cheese and onion jam and bickies.
That sounds gross.
Yes,
but that's what you have.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday afternoon, and there is plenty more to come, especially up next.
What's happening next?
I don't know. It's something to do. There's a segment that we love that apparently one of our producers thinks it's time to bin.
But I'm sure that happens all the time. Why are we listening this time?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this. All I've been told is that you'll get a chance, if you're listening now, to be involved to decide whether we keep this segment or not. But a producer's going to strongly recommend it goes.
Well, do we have to stick around? I guess we have to face the
music, don't
we?
We can just let them discuss it with the listeners. Okay. We'll go have a coffee and come back and see what the panel's decided.
Oh, don't. The show will actually be heaps better and then we'll regret ever vacating the seat.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's happening?
I don't know. Which producer's stepping up to the plate here?
Hello.
Producer Pippa.
The newest producer on our team. Usually you spend your first time on a new team doing a bit of sucking up.
Not me.
What are you here for, Pip?
Well, look, as you say, I am new to the show. I
been here for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. And after settling in and getting to know the show,
yes,
I feel it's time to give this feedback. That okay. is, I hate the paper quiz.
Hate? Hang
That's
on.
That's a very strong word.
I just want to be clear about how you feel. Do you mean hate as in like in a bad way?
Yes. It's awful, guys. I just feel like we're all better than that.
Yeah. It's interesting, Pip, because I'll be honest, I hated it too when I first started all those years ago. And then it really grew on me, and I hated that it grew on me, and now I really like it.
Do you?
I'm
so surprised.
I like it even though I'm terrible at it because I feel like I walk away a little bit smarter every time.
It's actually
not. About the bedroom.
It's actually not about whether you guys are good at it or bad at it for me.
Mm, yeah. What's it about?
Can I just play you some audio from yesterday and tell me if you think God. It's good?
Okay, this is like
The creature featured on the reverse side of Australia's 10-cent piece is what?
Platypus?
Is good it? One, Bickers.
Isn't Great that the 20-cent piece?
The 5-cent echidna, isn't it? 10-cent.
Kangaroo.
If only I had a coin.
What's the kangaroo?
The kangaroo is it on a dollar? What's on a 10-cent piece? Oh, the queen. Sorry.
What would it be?
A wombat.
Really? Koala?
Sure.
No?
Yeah, these are all animals.
All right, question number two. That was one question.
I don't know what you're talking about, Pip. That is awful. We should submit that to a radio competition. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the answer?
Yeah, Liebert. See, now I know what's on the back of a 10-cent piece.
Mm-hmm. Next highlight, Pip.
No, that was it. I feel like I feel like that really highlighted because that's just an example. I feel like that represents all paper quizzes that I've heard.
What is it about the paper quiz that you don't like the conversation about?
I just
nothing?
Got quite bored during that.
What if we put a bit of a catchy tune underneath it?
Well, I did suggest last week we change our dings and nose each week be new sounds that Jesse brings to the table himself.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, but Jesse didn't do it.
Like some cool songs too to make it feel a bit more contemporary because it does feel a bit old.
Yeah.
Feels like we've crossed over into another radio station for a bit.
Jesse, what happened with that song?
Sorry, mate, that was going to save the paper quiz.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help.
How does the rest of the team feel about the paper quiz? We're going to do a hands-up situation here.
Feel like there's a memory that we needed to go back to of Carrie's impression of the paper quiz.
Yes, well, Carrie did allude to this before. Here's a bit of you from earlier.
I don't enjoy this segment anymore.
Yeah, yes.
Because it's become about how many we get right rather than the art of the conversation around this. I feel judged.
So now we're
going to
focus on the art of the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you've nailed the art of the conversation yet.
Oh. All right. I think people listening will disagree.
I'm feeling a bit put upon.
Well, it was your idea, so I can imagine you would be.
Sorry, Tommy. I really like all your other ideas.
Are you crying?
No.
Oh. I saw tears in your eyes.
No, I cry over most things, but this is not it.
No, okay. Can we ask the people? I feel like this is the people's show.
Mm. Yeah.
It's certainly not Pip's show. It definitely won't be for much longer anyway. 131060, just before you keep chatting to Pip, call us.
Okay.
Do you want the paper quiz to stay or go? We need to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. I've got suggestions for you next to things that might make it stay.
Great.
Tweaks.
Great. Okay, cool. Give us a call. 131060. Paper quiz. Is it staying or going?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon.
Not just us.
No, our producer has stepped in to let us know that the segment we do. Actually, do you have the opener there for us, Jesse,
for
the paper quiz? Because I think we claimed something in the opener. Can we hear that there?
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time.
Yeah. And Pip, our producer, the newest member of the team, you disagree and think it's a bit crap.
Yes, a lot crap.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So Pip doesn't like the paper quiz.
So
I never used to like it. It's really grown on me.
I have an idea to spice it up.
Yeah.
Would you like to get the people's verdicts first?
Let's get a couple of the people's verdicts.
Okay, sure.
Ben, how do you feel about our Tuesday paper quiz?
Well, put it this way, I hated school, and if school was more like the paper quiz, I might have been a smarter bloke.
Good on you.
Oh, Ben, that's lovely. That's inspirational.
What do you have to say to that, Pip?
Bye, Ben.
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Ben's not alone.
Let's go to, have we got more?
Yeah.
G'day, Lauren.
Hello.
Lauren, rate it or hate it?
Love it. It's my favourite part of the show.
Oh, wow. That's a lie, but I really love you, Lauren.
I love it when I time it perfectly, leaving from work, and it comes on, it puts a big smile on my face.
See, Pip, have you ever thought that maybe the problem's with you?
No, I've never thought that.
Is it a lack of intelligence thing on your part, Pip? Does it make you feel stupid?
I just get so bored.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because she knows all the answers. Yeah. You know, she's
don't give
smart.
It too much credit.
Tyron, what do you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, first-time caller, long-time listener, and I guess that's saying something in this whole scenario, isn't it?
It is.
We're trying to save this bloody topic.
So you like it, Tyron?
I love it. I love it. Just like you, Tommy, I've got nothing between the ears, and this makes me just bored and intelligent.
And Tyron, you've been a part of the family much longer than Pip has, yes. So we take what you say on board.
Do you want a job as producer, Tyron?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See you, Pippa. David, what do you reckon?
I think it's great. I play along when I'm driving. I think you need to expand into crosswords, maybe even spot the difference.
Crosswords?
Wow. Spot the difference. That's fantastic.
Spot the difference. Hey, just us describing two pictures.
You don't need to find me. I'll quit if that happens.
Pippa.
Yes.
Pippa, I do have an idea.
Crosswords makes me laugh.
That I think might... It might keep everyone happy. Might keep these beautiful listeners who want the paper quiz to stay happy, and it might spice it up for you. What if we had electrodes strapped to us?
Yeah. Oh, I love it already.
And for each incorrect answer, we got shocked.
Yes.
That's fun. Like one of those shock collars.
Who gets to hold the shocker?
Pippa.
Almost like when I was pregnant and you had the contraction machine
on
you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But sorry, Pip, I haven't finished the idea. Oh. So for each incorrect answer, you shock us. But for each correct answer, we shock you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm still on board because you really get them right. So,
should we go down to Kay?
We'll just finish with Kay.
Yeah, g'day, Kay.
Hey, Tommy. How you going?
Yeah, look, I'm good.
I've got to agree with Pippa. I'm a long-time listener too. But now that you've mentioned the shocker, I would say... You know, because the odd time it's great to listen to, but when you ramble, put the shocker on.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's a bore?
When it gets boring, we put the shocker on.
Okay, that's such a good idea.
Because it's about the art of the conversation, remember? So when the conversation gets lost, that's when we shock.
Yeah.
Pip?
On board.
Are you going to go out and get us a shocker for next week?
Yeah, next week. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And she can just shock you every time you ramble.
Yes, I love that.
Deal. See you next week.
Team meeting done.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If I asked you to say, I gave you permission to say something mean about me to my face, would you feel comfortable doing it?
Yes.
Great. Because the producers have a segment idea that we're going to try a little later that I'm a bit nervous about because I don't want it to be too honest.
What do you mean? I've got a folder of things I've written in my laptop.
That you've wanted to say to me?
Yes.
Like nice things or just mean things?
No, I'm joking.
You're not, though. I can see you with your computer open.
No, shut that. Okay.
Is this just at night? You go, vent. Put it in the folder.
I don't know what you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, you might get the chance to say some of those things very soon.
Well, I'll stick around.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
What I can see in front of me is a man who desperately wants to have his afternoon soup but is aware we're on air. How about you eat and I'll bring you some bits.
I'm eating pho.
Yeah. Noodle soup is what you're eating. You eat that and I'll bring you. Yeah.
Have you got your scissors with you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, don't slurp.
Okay.
Don't slurp. Eat the chicken bit or something. If I'm going to read you bits while you eat, I can't have it with you slurping.
So eat the soup, but how you want it.
No, the chick just, don't be like that.
No, don't eat it then.
Okay. Do you want to know about the woman who accidentally sent an X-rated text to her family chat?
I don't have a choice.
So, there's a woman in a family group WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Her aunt's dog is dying. And Riley, everyone was sending around condolences. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry that, you know, that happened and all the best and look after yourself. And Riley Yeah, Riley took a different approach. She posted a photo of a joke she'd read that said, "Sometimes you eat the ass, other days the ass eats you." Obviously, her auntie and the rest of the group WhatsApp were not on board.
I mean, it's a funny, it could be somehow a apt description for end funeral. Of life.
Yeah, no. Then she went, OMG, wrong chat. Wow, I'm so sorry. And then people started saying, can we delete this? And she was like, no, unfortunately, no, but you can delete it individually from the groups. And then she had to start explaining how to individually delete her message from the group.
Well, and then gaslight your aunt and just say, no, it's definitely not in there.
Do you remember when the boss of this show, instead of laying with her dying dog, chose to get a bit of action?
I do remember that. Yeah, she didn't send, she actually sent to the right group WhatsApp. She told us on our whole group WhatsApp.
Yes, the pictures were unnecessary, but yes.
Speaking of doing the do, a woman in South Africa has just given birth to 10 babies at once.
What do you mean?
Conceived
what's that called?
Naturally, it's now the record. It is a decuplet.
A decuplet?
Yep.
So she's decamum? Because wasn't it octomum?
Octo. Yep. There was a woman who, I think it was from Mali, who gave birth to 9 babies a few weeks ago. But this woman has topped it at 10. She said doctors thought she was having 6, but a few more came out. She's already got twin 6-year-olds. And she said her biggest concern was she was worried that they were all, that, you know, some of them might be, you know, unhealthy when they were born. And she said they've all been born okay, but they are going to be obviously in their humidity cribs for a while. She said she's happy and emotional following the birth. But check out that beautiful mama.
Imagine
how big her bump is.
Oh, my
that
Lord.
That is a big bump on a little woman.
We'll check it up there.
I tell you what.
I don't know. I think it's weird to put it on.
What do you mean? It's in the news.
I know, but I don't think we should all just pile on looking at a woman that's pregnant.
Why? He looks like he's got a few in the oven too.
Having been a woman pregnant, let's not do that. He looks like he's what's it called? Not comfort eating. He's
Empathy.
Eating.
Sympathy weight.
Sympathy weight.
Imagine if you hadn't caught up with someone in a while and they had 10 more kids.
I saw you last year. You didn't have any.
Like you had twins. How are your couple of kids? Couple?
We
got 12
amazing.
Now.
Amazing.
Okay.
And this last little tidbit really is just amused me.
Yep.
A gardener mowing the lawns in the UK.
Yes.
In the UK.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Mowing the lawns in the UK. It's a bit warm over there at the moment.
What's happened over
and
there?
And so someone was sunbathing, weren't they?
Were they?
Yep, sunbathing. He was too polite to ask them to move, so he mowed round them. And then the sunbather could hear the mowing and thought, what's up? And got up and left. And you could see then just a circle where the mower had been.
Just an unmown circle.
It's just giving me a chuckle.
Geez, that's a big circle
too. Isn't that a lovely man not to disturb the sunbather?
Oh, gross.
I would have been like, move! I'm trying to move!
That man is so sunburned.
Is he?
Yeah. He's just got
I said a man. I thought it was a woman. Oh, I thought they were breasts. Are they not breasts?
They are.
Or is that just a fat, a tubby bear?
That's a man who's, again, he's pregnant with 11 kids.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You right there, Bickers?
Oh, lots of things making me laugh today.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's good for a change.
What do you mean? You make me laugh every day.
That's good. That's good. Hey, you know how I've been loving cooking.
Oh, my God. I got that the other day at Woolies as well.
Yes.
It's my favourite part of my shop.
Is it?
Yeah. I love the Woolies food magazine.
So this segment is not sponsored, but Woolworths, if you're listening, it could be yours.
Time to guess a be the recipe with Carrie and Tommy.
I've had an idea for a long time that I should submit them my recipes and they do a weekly Carrie's Corner segment.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I found out about your pie yesterday.
What pie? Oh.
Yes. Have you forgotten
that's
about it?
That's a chat for another, yes.
Okay, sure. We've planned a whole day on that, have we?
Yeah.
No. I just wasn't aware. Wasn't in that planning meeting. So, Bickers, I'm going to read you out a recipe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you ingredients and you buzz in. Sonda, you can play as well, boss of this show.
I have seen this book, though. Yep.
Oh, and what? So you've memorized all
no,
the recipes?
No, I'm just letting you know that I flipped through it on the weekend.
I know how it ends.
Okay.
And so I'm going to read you the ingredients.
Yep.
You buzz in when you think you know what I'm making.
Okay.
First ingredient, 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
No, we'll keep going.
That's in there. Yeah, I'm just needed the sound effect.
We'll be here all day if you're going to spend time focusing on the amount of olive oil.
Oh, my God.
But everything has olive oil at the beginning.
One onion. in it goes. 300.
Why is it going in the toilet?
Because that's where I put my ingredients, mate. 300 grams white cup mushrooms sliced. 1 litre real chicken stock.
Stroganoff. Yeah.
Stroganoff. Yeah. Incorrect and incorrect. Eli, the web guy from over in the corner, looks at me and he's like, it's not coloured popcorn, so I don't know.
Okay.
Half a cup finely grated parmesan. Parsley to serve.
Mushroom risotto.
Oh, it is a simple mushroom risotto.
Well done.
There was one ingredient coming and that was 2 cups. Of what type of rice do you think was
good? Arborio.
Going?
Yeah, Arborio, no. The best rice.
Do you reckon it's the best rice?
Yeah.
I like a long grain.
Do you?
No, I was just thinking of another one. Okay, let's go with this one. We have half a garlic bulb sliced crossways. Thank you, Jesse. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil.
No way, you've got olive oil here.
A quarter of a cup chopped continental parsley plus extra leaves to serve.
A lot of parsley. It must be in season, is it?
Half wholemeal sourdough loaf slice. That's all. Yes.
Garlic bread.
Correct.
Son, I read this magazine, tell you.
Oh, no. I need another one. Hang on. Great. Got it. Oh, this is a good one. No, it's not.
Tablespoons of oil.
2 times 325 gram packets four cheese ravioli.
Who's making ravioli?
What type of ravioli?
Chicken.
It was cheesy. Oh. It was four cheese ravioli. Oh.
I just thought you said mate. 4 bits of ravioli.
I think you need to go back and read this one again.
Give me a dessert. Give me a back of the book. Give me a dessert.
Dessert's always
at the back of the book.
Of course it is.
No, I don't think they are.
That was just menus.
That was where I got the four
Here,
cheese ravioli.
I'll do it to you then.
Okay,
I'll do it to you. I'll do it
well,
to
it
you.
Is my game, but sure.
Okay.
But you've read the magazine. Why do you need it? Can you just recite one of the ones that you know?
Okay. 1 cup.
Yes.
Of pitted dates.
Tommy. Some kind of date cake.
Sticky date pudding.
Damn it! She's very good.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and we are not far away from the time game. $3,200 on the line today,
oh,
guys.
Oh, damn,
guys.
Yeah.
I'm stressed.
What's happened?
I've just joined a new group. You know how I joined the Fire Crit Crew? Sorry, I can't even say the name of my
and
group.
They're
going to
make you president when you can name it. The Fire Pit Crew.
Fire Pit Crew.
Yes.
So we're
FPC.
Having fire pits every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's our new family thing.
Are you doing it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Too much?
No, it's a lot. Yeah, because well, I just say that because you burn your lawn every time you do it.
Yeah.
Have you got any lawn left?
Like a UFO's landed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A crop circle. Anyway, I'm not going to be able to do it much longer. There's a firewood shortage, isn't there?
Oh, that just means we go out and chop down ourselves.
No, we don't go. I go get the kindling.
Are you about to tell everyone
trees.
About firewood.com.au again?
I'm not about to say about firewood.com.au, even though they've hit me up multiple times.
Have they given you any freebies yet?
No, but I'm thinking about joining the Firewood Association of Australia because they're having to restrict supply to buyers, refusing new customers. But I need them to know that I'm an existing customer already.
Yeah. You've been in the Fire Pit Crew for days now.
That's the Fire Pit Crew texting me.
No, it's not.
It's going to be okay.
Who is it really?
It's my mum. Yeah, I asked her if she wanted to do coffee. Yeah, great. My side or yours?
At the fire
yours,
pit?
Probably.
Oh, it's weird, to pick a side of the bed to have coffee on.
Side of town.
Oh.
Hey, coming up next, I think we're going to do something slightly dangerous.
Is there no answer to the... Now you've got me. You said you were panicked and now you've roused me into a panic as well. Yeah. Is there no answer?
No, I haven't read the rest of the article. It just said firewood shortage fuels price rise with onset of winter.
Oh, God. Should I be burning my fence?
Nah, it's not at that point yet.
Okay. No. Let us know when it is, yeah?
Up next, producer's got an idea for us. They want us to try something together that I think could either bring us closer together or it could break our relationship.
Are they going to make us watch an adult movie again?
No.
I think that one should have gone to HR.
Yeah.
I really do.
Made us stronger though, didn't it, as a team?
That's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's a new trend on TikTok.
Yep.
And you know we're always on top of the new trends on TikTok.
I am not on TikTok, and yet I've been sent so many.
You've done so many TikToks, but you're not on it.
I've done so many. Yeah, I've done one.
Nah, you've been involved in all the time in this room. We put them up on our socials. Do we have a TikTok account? Yeah, there you go. You're on TikTok. There's a new challenge called Passing the Phone.
Yes.
I don't really understand it.
Great. This will be good.
I understand it's a bit dangerous, not in the dangerous in the sense that we'll get hurt physically, yeah, but possibly emotionally.
Oh.
Which always excites me,
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah.
Producer Belle, are you there?
No, it's Pippa, I think.
Pippa, producer Pippa. Oh, is this Pip's idea? Oh, but you're so lovely, Pip. What would you like us to do?
I would like you to hurl insults at each other, essentially.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. So, why do we have to pass the phone to do that?
It's a great point. You could just lean into the microphones and insult each other. No, yeah. The TikTok trend is you film yourself saying, "I'm about to pass the phone to someone who will die alone," and then you pass it to Tommy.
Okay. Okay, I get it. I'll start. I'm about to pass the phone to someone who will die alone. That's Tommy.
And now,
Tommy,
you take the phone.
Yeah, you take the phone.
Do I just have to cop that?
Yeah.
Well, but shouldn't you be filming?
Yeah, this is meant to be for TikTok, so you're meant to film yourself saying it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. And then we just keep the video going.
I don't want to film myself.
Okay, the video going.
Oh, where's
this is real
but
visual.
But normally when I do TikTok, I have all the producers help me. So how am I going to do this one on my own? Okay. At web guy, you're like, don't worry, I'll load it up.
TikTok notoriously churn and burn real quick videos. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll edit it.
Yeah. Oops, it's facing the wrong way.
Hang on. But you need to think of a new insult, or are we all just...
No, I think we should start that one.
Why?
Why?
Well, it hasn't been recorded on the camera
yet. I'll do a different one. Okay.
Okay.
I've got one if you need.
Damn it.
Okay.
Pip, what's yours? Hang on. I want to hear Pip. What's yours?
I'm about to pass the phone to someone who thinks it's a good idea to eat fur during a live radio show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are you meant to do your hair for 10 minutes before? Is that what the TikTok trend is? Because I've just seen a makeover.
Oh, shivers, hold on, I've got my headphones out.
I regret this idea. Carrie Tommy show on TikTok if you do want to see this masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to pass the phone to a man who's so scared of commitment he will die alone.
you just exaggerated the one. Yeah. Okay, I'm about to pass the phone to the person who gets paid the equivalent of Lisa Wilkinson's pocket money.
Oh! Really took a dark turn, didn't it?
Yeah, now fire back, Vickers.
I'm about to pass the phone to someone who only has a job on this show because of me. Our producers are now getting really stressed. Oh no, now there's tears. Not from us though, this is fun.
It's fine. Can we pass it around to the group as well?
No, they don't want that.
Wait, really? Are you sure?
I'll try them.
Oh,
if
now,
they
now
want.
It's feeling mean.
Hit me. Oh, shivers. Sonda's not in the mood. Oh, God.
I am about to pass the phone to my favourite of all the poo joggers.
that was too nice.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Well, okay, I'll do my other one then. I'm about to pass the phone to someone who's going to die a virgin. Jessie.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.